Mbali Hotidintsi is a very busy South African actress and performance poet. She graduated from the University of Cape Town in 2004 and has a BA degree in theatre and performance. This poet was born in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, an award-winning performer who has travelled as far from home as New York and Washington in the States, Portugal and Japan. The style and content of this particular poem tells you more about her inner travels and discoveries, exposing and even sending up the complexity of her many identities. Here is her narrative flow, a poetic monologue, if you like, entitled I Stand Between My Africa and Me.
I once did this interview and the headline read, Botswana Born Beauty. Pride beamed inside of me, despite the fact that I was born in Durban, actually, but let's overlook that, it's just a slight technicality. I can feel I'm home as soon as I've crossed Lokweng border posts, and I'm greeted by the nasal Dumelang of a lazy customs official. Thinking of it now, I miss home. I don't go back often, though, only on very special occasions, this time stamped as a South African citizen. You know what I've always thought as I'm filling out those long, boring immigration forms? It's a pity they don't have SADC as a nationality. No, seriously, because with my half Ndebele aunts and uncles, I'd just write from all of the above next to country of origin. It'd make my life easy. I wouldn't have to launch into a summary of my personal history when asked, so babes, where are you from? Issues of identity have become blessings of diversity, interesting stories and poetic childhood memories. We grew up catching raindrops in orange plastic jugs. Our tiny feet would thump heavily on the ground in a rain dance, but not just for fun, for necessity. No, seriously, we were so thirsty, two savannas short of a drought is how I described my home city. But we survived and I felt vibrantly alive in this desert home that I deserted a long time ago. I have ancestors all over the show, bloodlines spilling across border posts, cousins in Zambia, aunts in Zimbabwe. I even have heritage in Kenya, apparently. It's funny. A friend of mine once told me, her name is Owino. She said, Mbali, you have the pride and nature of a Luo. And then she told me that my name means far in Swahili. And that moved me in a way I can't explain because that's exactly how I feel. I'm constantly cutting across geographical invisible lines, trying to stay safe inside the right one, i.e. the one that's convenient at the time. I, the nouveau African, calculating where to say I'm from, to whom, to be closer to them, to be more African. I say bonjour, ça va, to parking guards. These are doctors and dentists who are working the streets because they can't get back to the DRC. I have a friend from Mali on my Facebook profile. I've learned to kazomba, Angolan style. I'm VIP at all the Mozambican parties and I engage in this fierce debate about third world poverty. Meanwhile, the thought running through the back of my mind is, would I actually date a guy from Nigeria? I am xenophobia. I am Africa, not African, condemning instead of celebrating my diversity. I, the new face of Africa, cutting my nose to spite my face. I'm the Hutu, calling myself Tutsi, in conflict with the shared heritage. I would rather be seen in my stone cherry outfit as the one of us of the African Renaissance, shouting proudly Africa silently because I don't want to be teased that I'm from Upper Campus. I've forgotten very quickly. I'm shouting, Magwaragwara, take our jobs, because there are millions unemployed. Nigerians are the ones that sell the drugs, because I choose to blame others for what we have destroyed. Go back home, you refugee, because we've forgotten very quickly of a time when we too weren't free. I want to stop, pause, sink my bare feet into red African soil, trace my bloodline with my big toe, create a map no matter how far back I go of my people, and find my roots so I can stand.
Mbali is clearly a dynamic wordsmith, playing with the musicality of words and, in this case, quite a witty social commentator on the reality she experiences around her. And in this case, what I really found poignant was the fact that she's highlighting the relevant and complex issue of xenophobia in South Africa. She was also a participant in our Badilisha Poetry Exchange Africa Day celebration in 2010 and in the series of Excavate Poetry Masterclasses, which we hosted in Cape Town. Mbali is currently working on her first novel, and if you want to find out more about what she's busy with, go to www.badilishapoetry.com and check her out under Artist Profiles.